Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, this is Eileen Good for Payments.com. Today I'm talking to Kate Reynolds. She is the head of research and development at the Level Up, and they have a pretty exciting announcement. So, Kate, why don't you tell us what's new and exciting with Level Up?
Sure. So we are launching iBeacon. It's the latest feature to the Level Up consumer app on the iOS side. And basically, beacons are these small, tiny devices that are going to be embedded at different businesses around Boston. And when you're within range of an iBeacon and you have your Bluetooth on, we're going to be able to alert you about interesting offers from your favorite Level Up businesses. So if you've been to a place before, we're going to be able to let you know that they have $4 or $5 available at checkout at that place, so you won't miss out on any offers from places you really enjoy.
Excellent. And talk to me a little bit about how this is going to change the Level Up experience, both for consumers who are going to be getting these offers and, you know, for merchants who will be putting them out there.
Sure. So let's start with the consumer side. So when you're within range of a business that you've been to and you've showed interest in, we're going to be able to send you a push notification. It'll show up right on your home screen. And if you have outstanding loyalty credit at that place, we'll be able to let you know. If you don't have any outstanding credit, but there's something available, something new has popped up in terms of loyalty offers, we can kind of promote that to you so you don't miss out. So if you're going to a coffee place, in the financial district, and there's a place with an offer and a place without an offer, we want to just be able to tell you what's available near you so you don't miss out. On the business side, businesses are going to be able to better engage with their customers. So it's just another line of communication with their most loyal customers.
All right, very good. So this is obviously the most important question. You know, I'm in Boston. I'm thinking about eating lunch. Where do I go to enjoy this new service?
So it's live right now at Cafe de Boston, which is in the financial district. We also have it live at Grassroots Cafe, Uno Due Go, and Martin's News, along with a couple others. We ran a beta test with about 20 different Level Up businesses, but this is going to be rolling out fast and furiously over the next couple months. We're actually going to be building it into the next version of our scanners. So this is going to become a pretty cool feature.
And just a quick follow-up. When you were in beta, what were you hearing from your merchants? Did they like it? Did they loathe it? Did they notice it was going on at all?
They did notice it was going on. So they would see a pretty drastic lift in their transaction orders. And some people, when we got in touch with them, they attributed it immediately to the iBeacons. Other people needed a little bit more convincing, a little more data to back it up. And we've been tracking that in a number of different ways. But it's really clear to see that after we turned on the iBeacon, that transactions started to increase. So people appreciated those reminders and went and redeemed their offers.
That's awesome. So obviously iBeacon is not the only variation on the Beacon technology out there. Are you thinking about the expansion to Beacon for Android, or are we're still waiting and seeing how it goes with iOS?
I'm not entirely sure about our rollout schedule to Android. I know that we're iOS only right now. I think the next big step is going to be integrating it into our scanners, but I can follow back up about the Android rollout because I think this is something we want everyone to experience.
Awesome. And those are all of the questions I had for you. So the question for you now, Kate, is what did I forget to ask you about that you think our readers and listeners need to know about?
I would just urge people to try it out. If you're near the financial district, check it out in your Cafe de Boston or Uno Due Go. When you explain it in words, it sounds a little bit intrusive, but it's actually really helpful when you get those quick pop-up push notifications. So I would urge people just to check it out and see if you like it.
All right. Well, Kate, thank you very much for talking to us today. Will you keep us posted on the progress of Level Up and Beacons?
I will, for sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.